Penguin Random House Audio presents After Andy, Adventures in Warhol Land, written and read by Natasha Fraser Cavassoni.
For Rebecca, Flora, Benji, Damien, and Orlando. Chapter 1. Andy's Memorial. When I moved to Manhattan, Andy Warhol's memorial was my first New York Society event. It took place on April the 1st, 1987. The New York Times' Grace Gluck described the attendees as a glittering crowd and some of the world's most droppable names in art, fashion, society, and entertainment. In many ways, it was the perfect way to start my adventures in Warhol Land. I knew most of the service's details in advance because I was working at the Warhol studio. 4 days before Andy's death on February the 22nd, I'd been officially hired. After lunch, Fred Hughes, Andy's business manager, had set my terms and salary, $500 per week, and then we met up with the artist, who'd just arrived from one of his shopping expeditions. It was about 12 hours before he checked into New York Hospital. This made me the last employee to be hired under Andy, or the last English muffin, which was the term for well-born British women working in the place. It was a tradition that was put down to Fred's love of Old Blighty and its customs. Still, the artist was not averse, noticing that there's an acceptance and even veneration of the different among the English. When meeting Andy for the first time in 1980, I had no idea that his white hair...